Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Shavuos Daf Ches, Shavuos 8b, pagination is 16. We're making reference to a statement that was in the Mishnah all the way on Beis Amud Aleph, which we've been developing, and we'll try to develop it with a little bit more clarity. The Mishnah on Beis Amud Aleph on the fifth line told us, Yesh ba yediyah betchila, if a person knew about a tumah initially, Ve'ein ba yediyah besof, but did not know about the tumah and the violation, and that he went into the Beis HaMikdash, he didn't realize the impact. Soir anase befnim v'yom ha-kippurim tole, the soir of Yom Kippur that's brought on the inside with Yom Kippur is going to be hanging, is going to be the interim solution. Tole, it's hanging, it's waiting. There's still more information that needs to occur. Achi yivada lo, until he'll find out that he did the avera v'yavi ba'ola v'yored, and he's going to bring this fluctuating price, carbon, the sliding scale carbon, the three-tier that we discussed. Now, just to develop more clearly, there are famously two se'irim on Yom Kippur that were preferably similar to each other, and there was a goral made on these two goats. One was La'azazel, that was taken off, thrown off a cliff, and one was La'Hashem, which is our discussion, that it's going to be have its blood brought in the Kodesh Kadoshim and in the Kodesh, a discussion that the Mishnah in Yuma Nun Gimel 53b discusses. That's also the carbon that famously had its blood sprinkled 1 and 7. So that's the one from the raffle that was chosen to be the Sayur Panimi, the inner goat. And that's going to atone on this particular violation that the person was tameh, didn't realize the ramifications, and he is going to have this tole-type kapara until he finally realizes, and he'll bring the ola v'yored. Now, the Pasuk in Vayikra Tezayin Tezayin, Parsha Sacharimos, tells us, V'chipar al ha-kodesh, and there will be atonement. He should atone for the Kodesh, mitumos b'nei Yisrael, from the tumah that was introduced, or mipisheyam l'chol chatosam, the violations to all of their chataos. So, our Gemara, Chesamid Beis, 8b, midway on the page, asks, V'niskaper kapora gemura, the first word on the line is ninhu, midway on the page, V'niskaper kapora gemura, the Gemara asks, why can't it be a full atonement? Why is it merely tolin, that it's hanging, it's waiting there? Says the Gemara, Iksev mechatosam, if it says, umibshayam, Michatasam, from their violations, kidika amrit, then I would say it's an atonement from the violation. Hashtadachsev lichol chatasam, to all of their chataos, lahanach da'asu lichlal chatas. We're talking about the chatas as a carbon, to those things that will yet have a carbon chatas, ola v'yored, brought upon them. And therefore, our understanding is that this public carbon is a temporary atonement on these averos until he'll realize and he'll bring his own. Now, the million-dollar question here is, v'chimei achar she'eno mechaper, if indeed this sa'ir of Yom Kippur is not going to do the atonement definitively, lama tole, why is it hanging? And included in the Gemara's question is, what's the point? What is the function of this inner sa'ir if it can't create definitive atonement? Amar Rav Zera said, Lo mash'im meis, meis below avon. If the person were to die before he brings the karbon or finds out about the chet, so this level of atonement is sufficient, and he's dying without sin. So that's pretty good. It's an atonement if the Ola V'Yored information doesn't come in and actualize itself, so then there's atonement. Okay, so let's understand this clearly. According to Reb Zeira, there will be circumstances where the Karban Sa'ir Bifnim, that goat of Yom Kippur, is going to be the definitive atonement. That's how Reb Zeira holds. Amale Rava said, Imes, if you're talking about a person who died, Misa Memarekes, his death cleanses. And this is the concept that a person who's dying should preferably say vidui. The dying process is an atonement. And says Rava, on this avera bishogeg, this mistaken occurrence that he was tameh and didn't realize the ramifications, didn't realize his violation, somehow this mistaken event occurred, Misa is going to take care of that. I don't know why you need a special karban to be tolen in case he dies. That's your problem. If he dies, so the death is the atonement. Ela Amar Rava, instead Rava says, Lahagin alav min hayisurim, to protect him from afflictions until such time that he does the atonement, when he finds out, then he does the atonement. So until that time, he's got a violation on his hands. So that's the function of the Sa'ir Shel Panim, the Sa'ir of Yom Kippur, is to protect him from affliction until he gets around to bringing his Korban Ola V'Yored, that type of Chatos. You will notice that the Rava statement is prefaced with the word Ella. It doesn't just say, Amar Rava, Lahagin alav min hayisurim, it's Ella Amar Rava, which means that Rava is charting out a new direction in his answer. Rava is rejecting the concept that at some point this Sa'ir of Yom Kippur could be the full atonement. Rava says that's not true. This Sa'ir of Yom Kippur is strictly tolin as the Mishnah presented it. It's hanging. It's not hanging to land, and it might land and be the definitive atonement. Rava says that's not how I hold. It's not a backup. If a person ended up dying, the dying would be the kapara. So what indeed is the function of this Sa'ir Panim, this special karban? It's strictly tolin, that it's leaving the subject matter open. It's hanging. It's in mid-air. It doesn't land. It's not definitive. And that gives the person time to be able to achieve his atonement instead of getting punished for this sin that's currently active. And that's what it means in the Gemara. Ela Amar Rava. Rather, Rava says, this karban doesn't do anything in definitive atonement. What it does is it's tolin. It keeps things from hitting the ground, so to speak, being definitive, solidifying. Lahagin alav min hayisurim, it keeps this sin in abeyance until such time that he finds out and is able to bring his korban ola v'yored. If he would die without ever knowing, so then the misa is mimarekes, then his death is the cleansing process. Yasher koach. Thank you for joining.